From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Elena Rivera. A former worker for the marketplace under President Barack Obama's healthcare law says she'll challenge Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill for the Democratic U.S. Senate nomination. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported this week that Democrat Angelica Earle plans to create a campaign committee for the race soon. McCaskill first took office in 2007 and is up for re-election in 2018. Earle is a 31-year-old who lives near Overland in St. Louis County. She was recently laid off from her job as a verification specialist for insurance applicants under the Affordable Care Act. She's never run for office before. Earle told the Post-Dispatch that she opposes McCaskill's call for bipartisan fixes to the health care law. Earle says that doesn't go far enough and says she wants a single-payer health care plan. University of Missouri-Kansas City Chancellor Leo Morton says he plans to leave the school earlier than expected. Morton announced Wednesday that he will step down in October. He had said in May that he wouldn't retire until after the 2017-2018 academic year. The Kansas City Star reports Morton will become chief operating officer for DeBruce Companies in Kansas City. He will also be chancellor emeritus at Missouri-Kansas City. The university appointed Barbara Beichelmeyer, current provost and executive vice chancellor, to be the interim chancellor. A union coalition says it has collected 300,000 signatures to block Missouri's new right-to-work law, which would take effect later this month. Joe Manis reports.
State AFL-CIO President Mike Lewis announced at a St. Louis rally this week that unions will turn in three times the signatures needed to force a statewide vote. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says the law cannot be enforced if it's obvious that the minimum 100,000 certified signatures have been submitted. The right-to-work law would take effect August 28th. It bars unions and employers from requiring all workers to pay dues. Missouri Chamber of Commerce President Dan Meehan supports the law and notes it would be in limbo until the referendum.
It will hurt business attraction efforts because there will be a question thrown into the ring of whether the will of the legislature, the will of the people, has been upheld or not.
The statewide vote would be set for November 2018. I'm Joe Manis.
The University of Missouri has responded to an NAACP advisory warning people of color against traveling to the state. The Missouri NAACP issued the advisory in June to warn travelers to be careful because of, quote, a danger that civil rights won't be respected. The advisory cites a new law that makes it more challenging to sue for housing or employment discrimination. The Columbia, Missourian reports MU officials and groups reacted with statements about the university's progress. The Legion of Black Collegians, the only black student government in the nation, issued a statement about the advisory on its Twitter page. The group said it is aware of the travel advisory but will be, quote, working tirelessly to ensure that our students feel protected and promote safety for all who are marginalized and oppressed. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.